Unit 16, International Language. A man who was born in polyglot society wondered what life would be like if everyone spoke the same language. He believed that a common language would resolve any conflicts that may rise from using different languages. Esperanto, a planned language, was developed by a man named L.L. Zamenhof in the late 1870s. After almost 10 years of struggling, he published the first Esperanto grammar in July 1887. He hoped that Esperanto would eventually be able to foster peace and international understanding. In fact, the name Esperanto means one who hopes. Zamenhof constructed Esperanto from Romanic, Germanic, and Slavic languages. He mainly used words from French, Italian, German, and Spanish because these languages were taught all over the world. He hoped that by blending different characteristics from different languages, people would be comfortable with Esperanto. Today, it is hard to determine how popular Esperanto is. Some people think that up to 2 million people speak Esperanto. Others believe that only 100,000 speak it. People who speak Esperanto are all over the world. Since no country has made Esperanto its official language, it is hard to get an accurate estimate. Although the usage of Esperanto is steadily increasing, the language has received rather cynical reviews. Only some enthusiastic speakers and multicultural couples choose to speak Esperanto at home. Another problem is that there are no monolingual Esperanto speakers so far. Also, it is difficult for the language to grow naturally and keep up with the changes. Some people also suggest that the vocabulary and grammar are too European. Neither Asian nor African languages are reflected in Esperanto. It may be too early to tell whether Esperanto has failed to become an international language or not. The language started with just one speaker, Zamenhof, and has grown to perhaps 2 million speakers in about 200 years. It is a culturally neutral language and is relatively easy to learn. Little by little, one person at a time, Esperanto might take over the world. Until then, Gi! Goodbye!